I'm going to cover social media, but I did get a question in that I wanted to put on the recording. And it was a question about, I'm going to read the questions, about our social media tools. How do all of our current social media tools that are available to us as Manatech associates work together? What is the major distinctive feature advantage to each one as we are growing our business? So we have the Manatech Plus app. So for brand new people, that's really an awesome app, and they're keep on adding more features to it. It has a couple of drawbacks, and one of the drawbacks is the order process, that it's not the easiest thing in the world to use for the customer. But it's a great way to send up, follow up, you know, but all these, the follow-up is the key. ManaMotion is just a straight ordering process. I personally, honestly, I don't use ManaMotion. And then the MLife system, I am just getting into it. That's more of a prospecting. That's more of your social media. So for people who want to go out 100% towards social media, MLife system is the way to go. They have the tools, the training. It's an awesome program. I'm very impressed with it. But for brand new associates, they have Manatech Plus. You know, I'll probably always use Manatech Plus because there are features in Manatech Plus that aren't in the other two systems. And if you're just going out and get customers, probably ManaMotion is your thing. But that's just I'm not using it. So for those of you who've been around for a while, you know, you really need to. It's not that I'm not answering the question, but you need to go out there and find out what works for you. And the second thing is, what is your upline suggesting that you use? Because know that, you know, we may tell you something, but if your upline is telling you something different, I'm gonna say follow your upline. Does anybody have any questions about these three different programs that are out there?
Lydia, this is Terry again. Mm-hmm. I had just one question on the MLife. If you already have some contacts that you're working with, can you use MLife to, like, send them to one of the MLife websites that you have?
Yes, you can. And
okay.
The other feature of MLife that I really love is their contact management system. And some of the higher features of the, I mean, they have three different levels.
Mm-hmm.
But to be able to, when somebody goes to your website, they put their information, and they immediately get a text message from you thanking them, that's a pretty on-target feature. That's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I haven't seen that in a lot. I mean, I've looked, trust me when I say I've looked at a lot of programs outside of Manatech for something like this. And this is the first one I've seen to do that. Or the fact that it calls them and leaves them a message. Which it's your voice doing it.
Mm.
So and it's constantly changing. What's in MLife today is not going to be there in a month from now because they're constantly seeing what's working better. And I trust Ty and I trust James.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, James is presidential in two different positions.
Okay.
Naomi was the top sign up. She enrolled in most people last month in Australia, and she did 100% on social media. So I just see those are the ones I need to listen to. So I hope that answers your question.
Yes, it does, because I have some people, myself included, were just really getting going on social media. We don't have huge numbers of people that we're friends with on social media yet, but yet we're still doing a lot of face-to-face networking and working with a lot of contacts. And I thought, could MLife still be an effective tool if I've already gotten somebody's information and then I want to share Manatech through MLife versus the Manatech Plus app? I don't use ManaMotion. I never did. I do like trying to use Manatech corporate tools so that my new people, the tools are there for them. But I know that Ty, one of his focuses was to, you know, introduce this to people without starting off with the company. But if we've already worked with a contact and we've kind of got the ball rolling, and then we have them do some, we do some follow-up with Mana Life or M Life, would they still, through that website, be able to learn more about products in the company?
There's not a lot once they're signed up besides the autoresponders.
Okay. If we haven't signed them up yet, can we sign them up by sending them to our Mana Life? Okay.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah,
so we could send them to our Mana Life, whatever website we choose that we want that particular focus with them, and then they can sign up through there.
And I like the tour site, the M Life, your M Life tour site, because it really gives them more information about Manatech. And there's a sign up button right on there.
Oh, super, super. Thank you so much. That really helped.
Not a problem. Well, and one thing I'm going to talk about is social media today from the ANMP conference. But one of the focus that I heard over and over and over is with social media, your goal is to get them offline. So it's not like you do everything on social media, but it's more about building a relationship, because when they know, like, and trust you is when they're going to buy. And how are they going to know, like, and trust you? Because they're following you on Facebook and social media. So let me venture back one step, go back. Mary, you asked about the ManTechSuccess.com. That really doesn't involve with the other three programs, because ManTech Success and the new one, you have to click on the link below to get to it that Mary Jo and her and the team developed. But that's a training. That's once somebody gets signed up, this is where you send them to get trained and get started. It's their getting started part of the whole feature. So I hope that explains. So the first person that came up was Jessie Lee Ward. And she was a millennial, but she loved social media. She has a huge customer, and she did it just to get customers. For her, it was all about customers, and it was all about building relationships with these people. Her thing is not looking for people like us, rather for people who's never won before. And maybe they'd never even heard of network marketing or MLM, but people who maybe just an extra $300 a month is going to change their life. But you want to engage. You want to engage with these people right away, or else they're going to move on to somebody else. What she did is, and this is new. It's the fact that I didn't even know about it. Groups are a big thing with doing your business online, because you want to get somebody in a group, and that's when you could really start promoting it. You're taking it off the main Facebook into a private group where you can start just giving them ideas, posting, and building the relationship. But in Facebook groups, you can now set your group to be a social learning group, which I never knew. And the other thing that I've never liked about groups was that when you post something in there, there's no rhyme or reason in a group. I mean, You guys are all part of the group North America Facebook page, but if you ever go to try to find something that somebody else posted, you can't find it. It's rather confusing. So Facebook has now created units, or you could actually create little training modules inside your group. So maybe you do want to, something with fat loss, you want to do some recipes. You could put your recipes in a unit all by itself. Pretty cool. So you need to have that group being organized. And then she also, she has a group for once people get started in her business. And she does new starters checklists, where to add people, here's your scripts. So you have them going through these different, they're basically training modules that you can control within your own private Facebook group. So you could actually take some of the materials off, Manatech Success and put them into your group and have training modules. And you know what? You get notified when the people complete a training module. So that's pretty a great follow-up hit. Then you could sort people. You could sort people into types: recognition, welcome, opportunity. So when somebody goes into your group, you could say, welcome. You could put them in a category, and then other people in that group will know, hey, this person is brand new, and they could welcome into the group. Your goal is to find average people and make them above average. And so I'm going to skip through a lot of this, or else we'll be here all day. So social media, it really has changed everything. But high tech, you have to also have to have high touch. And so that's a must for where we are right now. And so there was a picture I found, and it talked about we still have to do our stuff we do offline, but social media just adds to it, and it's a great way to get more people. Because 70% of all videos are done on smartphones. So you want to learn how to reach these people who are watching the videos and going out there. And people must be able to feel your heart. And you must love people to be successful. You have to pour into other people. She said at times she would get up at, just be awake at 3 o'clock in the morning, and she would be reaching out to different people who are actually on Facebook. If you go into, if you're on your phone and you go into Messenger and you click on the, when you're in Messenger, there's an active button. It actually tells you who is actually online at that exact moment in time, which is pretty cool. So you could reach out to someone, and the one person, she said, you saved my life by reaching out to me at that time. So you never know what kind of impact you're going to have. The next the speakers were John and Nadia Melton, who I've been following these guys for a while. I've done some of their trainings. I've been super excited about that. What's cool thing is, remember I said we need to follow people who are successful in social media. Well, last month, them and their team produced 700-plus new distributors and 1,200 new customers via Facebook. So who on this call would love to have that kind of results last month? Our goal is to be creating new distributors and new customers. And we have to make sure that we don't have what they are called commission breath. Don't be talking about the big houses and big cars and all that, because the average person is not going to be able to relate to that. So you have to make a decision about building your own personal brand, building value, building relationships, and then you convert. Remember, we're not Manatech. We are our own personal brand. And that's what Ty is trying to do with his M-Life program. So you have attraction marketing. They call it the circle of love. You have attraction marketing. You have curiosity marketing. That's when you do a post and you're not going to talk about your business, but you're going to talk about your business without ever mentioning your business. And then you have active prospecting. And that's when you're actively promoting a product. If you post a link to the free samples, that's more of active prospecting. But they said 80% of people that are on social media are bored. Why do you go on social media? Because you're bored. Maybe there's nothing good on TV to watch. Maybe, you know, you're sitting at a doctor's office just waiting, so you're on social media. So bring some energy and joy to these people. Use curiosity. 80% of the time, be empowering, entertaining, and 20% of the time, post something that would raise somebody's eyebrows. Cool, some games. Use curiosity. Here's some tips. Tip, drink lots of water. Stay out of the sun. You know, keep on, you know, that you talk about their skin. And then message me if you want to know what I use. But use that after a couple other posts. Another thing is on Facebook Messenger, use the audio button when you message somebody. because it's really cool when they get to actually hear your voice rather than reading. And there is a higher response rate when you do an audio. And they also have a video button, too. So people want to be entertained. They don't want to have to read something. I know for me, if I'm reading something, I'm least likely to respond. And then they said, you are planting seeds with all your conversations. And then next one is, cleanse your Facebook loose. If you use Chrome browser, go to Facebook Friends Remover. If people are not active on Facebook, get them off your Facebook friend list. And the other thing that I kind of suggest is if you have a lot of cross-line people on your friends list, either get them off your friends list or create a second Facebook that's going to be more your business or going to be more where you're going to reach out to people that aren't related to you within Manatech. Group chats are great. They use group chats for prospecting. So let other people close your prospect for you. It doesn't always have to be you. I mean, it's duplication. Whatever you do, it needs to be duplicatable. If you want your team to grow, you need to be able to duplicate what you're doing to your team. And then he said, you have a miracle in your mouth. Act accordingly. Project more if you want more. So that's kind of cool. Next one is Ray Higdon, and a lot of us was at the training when Ray did it in with Manatech, and he's just a great guy. And he said, social media is one of the best things that's happened, but it's also the worst things that happened. Because in social media, you could turn off thousands. They say there's two things to stay away from on social media, religion and politics. And so in Facebook Live, he was really suggesting do Facebook Live. That's a Facebook program. Facebook is automatically going to be promoting that first above other content. So you don't have to be a trainer like Mary Jo. I'm going to start doing my own Facebook Lives. And you just get out there. And do things that's going to attract people to you. Some top tips. Something that you're reading in a book, a self-development book, and share it on Facebook. It doesn't need to be your own personal content, but you could share what you're learning. And then he actually gave you his four-part formula. It went through a lot about Facebook. I'll let you read through that. But first of all, you introduce yourself. Hi, my name is. You ask them a question. You give some content. And you call to action. And you could do about fat loss. You could do about working out. A lot of even impact. You could talk about Amber Toast Life. And remember, be compliant is the thing. But he says when people ask you for, if you want to give her out a recipe or something, give a delay. And when his language is, no problem, when I'm back on my computer, I'll send it to you. I'm just curious, what, if any, supplements are you taking? So you're talking about recipes, but now you can bring in supplements and you can find out if they're interested in supplements and help them out in that arena. The next speaker was Whitney's husband. She does all of her stuff on online parties. And I know when Lori was here, they tried to show us what an online party was, and I don't think it was real successful in what they tried to tell us. But that's all she does is builds with online parties. Her first step is to create a unique or title of what pertains to what you're doing about using the parties. Do one for yourself, and you're just inviting people. Your party will go over. Hers goes over about a two-week period. And her job is to get customers. Then her job is to get people who want to be a host of their own party. And so it's like the old Pampered Chef Tupperware parties we went to in person. Well, these are now all done on social media. And her goal is start with five parties a month. So do one or four parties. Do one a week and go from there. You have all the detail about the parties, but you could generate a lot of customers. Now, this is all about customers, but once the host sees the orders that are coming in for that party, then you could turn that host now into a distributor. And so it's very, very cool. You want the parties to build trust, interest, and help solve problems. Remember, this is all about the people coming to the party. You want to give them value. Everything is all about value. But, you know, here, the last line I have here is, have fun, keep booking parties, even if they don't get sales, because you know what? It's going to build your network. So I know I went through that fast, but you have all the details, so just read through there. Next one is Amber Voigt, which I've been following for a while. And she's one that when she first started, she's been in 14 MLMs since 2008. When she got serious of it is when she was living in a trailer in, I believe it was Minnesota, and she had 14 cents in her bank account. And she was a homeschool mom. So these aren't like professional people who are out there building on social media. I looked at it going, if they can do it, I can do it. Because she didn't have a skill set. But she knew she needed to make money for her family. So here are some skills that she had to master. Hustle, personal development, persistence, belief, and character. And right now, 90% of her business is online. She listens twice as much as she talks. She goes into groups that interest her and gets to know these people. So they're not about people in MLM. It may be a group on a hobby of hers. She may choose a photography group, another group. Trust me, on Facebook, there are so many groups. You're not lacking of a group that you could look at. And she said, she doesn't care if the person joins or not. That's not my job. I just offer. And she writes down every single person she talks to. And so, and the person, she was working with someone in a group, she does for homeschooling. And they were talking about different curriculum. And then she said, if we work together, you think we could come up with a way that it would work? And that homeschool mom is now one of her biggest business builders. So be persistent. The next one is Sarah and Tony Zolicki. They did everything online. And their biggest thing was be a giver. Authenticity wins on Facebook, on social media. People want to know your story, what you're doing every day. And so show the pictures of when you're in on incentive, you show the pictures. When Mary Jo's been, she's not a big social media. Other people have been posting pictures of her in Brazil. She posted one getting ready to go to Brazil. They want to know who that person is. On social media, why do they want to connect with you? And then why do they want to stay connected with you? That's a key thing. Leave a little mystery. That's why everybody was talking about curiosity is one of the, you know, we want to leave people guessing. They want to have to come back and look at your post again. Last month, they just added, they don't use company name. That I heard that over and over and over. But they added 2,300 customers last month through Facebook Lives, Curiosity Mystery, and a Facebook product group. So they talked about being vulnerable, a massive action fast. Don't be afraid to be vulnerable. Then your influence matter. You have responsibility to influence people every day. Right now, everybody on this call knows enough to start influencing others. So what's stopping you? And then that was all Thursday and Friday. On Saturday, that was the Saturday morning was all social media. And Courtney Looper was on there. I think she's from the Houston area of Texas. She has 2 million Facebook followers. Within like 3 years. And she said, people don't want to be sold. And she was nothing. She actually got married the night before at the conference. But she was just an average single mom person. But she said, don't worry about what other people say. They don't care. They don't pay your bills, so why should you care? Which is the truth. We worry about what other people are going to think when we post something on Facebook. But is that person paying your bills? No. She posted on, so one of her ideas was, she posted on Facebook of how to make your own Febreze. And then she posted, join my free group and enjoy more fun stuff. So she would constantly be giving value to people and getting them into her private group. So then she could be touching base with them and following up with them. Be yourself. Stop trying to be like others. It's not a competition. We don't need to be like a Ty Tribble or James Hannon or anybody. We just need to be ourselves. And then she said, embrace Facebook Live videos, which again, a lot of other people said that. People just want to have friends. People would beg you for your link if you would just be your friend. If you'd be nice to someone on Facebook and support them and help them, they're going to ask you, so what do you do? The loyalty is to you, not to Manatech. Remember, this is all about you, not about the company. So she gave some sample video titles of what some of her videos were about. And they were short videos. And so her last thing was, just get ready to be you. The next one was Rob Sperry. And his first thing was, people stop too soon. So you may get on there and try social media for 2 weeks, and nothing happened. And you quit. I know we've had some people in a downline that says, I'm going to try reactivation. And they call 10 people, and nobody re-signs back up. So they say, this doesn't work. We have to be persistent. And then he said, your vision needs to be strong enough to get us into action. So figure out what your vision is that's strong enough, that's going to, you know, a lot of these people, their vision was because they were a homeschool mom, they didn't want to have to go to work, and they had 14 cents in their bank account. That's a pretty big vision. And then understand the basics. The more popular, the more relevant, and your post is shown more. Build your brand. You need to be likable and credible. He suggested, majority of people do have a smartphone. In your smartphone, there's a notes. So let's say you're at an event and you hear a great quote. You type that quote down and you put it in your notes. So now you're always going to have new stuff to be posting on Facebook. You're somewhere and you see a slide or a picture and you say, that would be an awesome, or something out in nature that would be a good post on Facebook. Take a picture and store it on your phone. On this day on Facebook, you could subscribe to that. And, you know, you could reuse stuff that you posted 3 years ago. You have new friends, new people following you. It's okay to do that. And then he said, double and triple check your grammar. And I know it's especially if you're doing it from a phone, because they have the autocorrect that makes it a little bit challenging, because it may correct something that doesn't need to be correcting. And then Facebook wants quality, not quantity. So don't be posting 100 times a day, because you're going to be, don't post 10 times a day, because you're going to be competing against your own posts for those posts to be shown to people. And don't miss a day of posting. So if you post today, don't forget about it and don't post tomorrow. Put an event on your calendar that said, do your post, do your Facebook post, so you'll always be reminder. When you post, go online to a messenger chat and see how many people are online. Post when you have the greatest amount of your people that are on your Facebook online, because those are the ones who will see it. And again, he said avoid politics and religion. And he gave some examples. Ask some engaging questions. And my favorite part of network marketing is, and let people fill in the blank, the most overrated food of all time is, again, he said be vulnerable. And he said add emojis to every post. But he said don't overdo it or you're going to look very immature. Because emojis will increase your engagement by 50%. And don't copy and paste other people's content because Facebook will not post your content. So that's why it's their way of punishing you. Then he said, don't put your link in your post. So if you do a post and you're talking about Impact Plus and you talk about free samples and you click on the link here, don't put it there. Put it into the comments because Facebook doesn't want you to go off Facebook. So they won't rank your post high. Remember, this is all about getting into the Facebook algorithms. Next one is Angela Fletcher. And she said, don't look at people as a prospect. Look at them as a person and care about them. She does all of hers through groups. She does a community group. So if the area that she wants to get into, she will do a community group. You know, so if I want to get into Arlington, Texas, I could do a community group from Arlington, Texas and invite other people and become an authority in that area and identify the problems. And she even, you know, she'll find a, so if you're doing skincare, she'll find a local dermatologist and highlight them and even ask them questions that can go back to your product. And she went and talked about don't be playing games with your business. This is a business. And decide where I am right now is no longer good enough, and I'm not going to settle any longer for where I am. Show up in your life and be you. The next one was Rachel Jackson, and she did it all about video. And why video? Because 80% of the news feed on Facebook is video. But only 20% of the content uploaded. Okay, and Facebook wants to overtake Netflix. YouTube is the number two search engine. The more reach, the more engagement. And where do you post? So she showed the difference between Facebook Live and YouTube. Facebook Live is kind of like you're having your own sitcom show. You have instant views, conversion, and limited evergreen. Evergreen means they could watch it 24 hours a day, and it's not based on when you show it. YouTube is more of your sitcom, slower views, less rejection, and higher evergreen because they could go to YouTube and watch it anytime they want. But she gave this quote, and I put it over, and she just said, get over yourself. At first, you're going to suck, and then you're going to suck a little less. And after a while, you're going to suck so little that you actually may be good. Garrett White said that, which is true. You're going to get you'll get better through the practice. For her, it took 50 videos to find her voice. And she actually showed two pictures of her when she first started video and now. You should see the transformation was amazing. And she talked about the setup. Number one, you need a smartphone. Number two, you need a phone tripod, and you could buy them on Amazon. A lav mic and a converter. The only reason you need a converter, if you have the iPhones, that got rid of the jack, the headphone jack on it. And most of those come with the converter. A lav mic just gives you a better quality. And then a ring light. which is a little light you click to your phone that gives you the proper lighting for you to look, for it to look better. So none of these things are expensive. I mean, when we needed lighting and stuff, I just went on Amazon and have it delivered for us, had it delivered the next day. And the better the quality, the better the video. If it's bad quality, people won't want to watch your video. And then she said, become an expert filer. Notes, and this is where you do in your phone. Notes, special email, text yourself. Become a storyteller. Data, facts, and numbers only go so far. Okay, then she gave a whole bunch of Facebook Live topics that you could use. Build anticipation, be unique, and don't be afraid to share your weakness. But what, one thing that she said is don't post that you're going online. That's not going to help you get more people watching it. And I know we've seen Manitech starting to post that, you know, when Sona goes online. That works because we're looking for it, but for other people, it doesn't. Don't do that. And then use tags and keywords. Then the last one I'm going to cover, not the last one, next one, they had a social media panel with a lot of the ones that already spoke with some other ones. And I'm going to just review a few of these things because I know we're running low on time. Technology is an extension of how we communicate. Don't be afraid of technology. Don't be afraid of social media. And what they suggested is if you're working with your team, just find a small group of people that want to do Facebook with your group or social media with your group. Don't open it up to everybody because everybody won't, you know, work with a small group and then prove the concept, and then you can open up to more people. Okay, make time to go on Facebook. Just don't go, I have nothing else to do, so now I'll do Facebook. Mary Jo is having me schedule that as part of my day of when I'm going to do my social media work. Then they talked about doing a contest, but do a top three contest, you know, for people who signed up one customer. Then they're entered into a bigger contest. Make people earn. People like to win, so make them earn maybe your free ebook. Something easy. And each day go, how can I positively impact one person today on social media? Start off with that SMART goal. But when you say you're going to impact one person on social media, make sure it's not your downline. Make sure it's a prospect. Then they said, follow up until they pass away, which is what Mary Jo said with all of her follow-up. And then give your Facebook a little makeover. Go in there and make sure everything is set up right. They just said, you know, work on one platform. Don't try to do Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter all at the same time. Focus on Facebook. Then as you conquer Facebook, then you could go on to another platform. Again, they said use Facebook audio. Be bold and authentic. One guy said reach out to 5 new friends a day. And then match energy for energy. Here's some scripts about how to get people off Facebook onto the phone. Hey, I find out really impressive. I find Facebook really impersonal. What's your phone number and I will give you a call? Or I'm driving, what's your number and I will give you a call? Then they came up with this word, salutation, which is selling through education. Educate people. People don't want to buy products. They want to buy a solution. Another some script was, you're in my inner circle, somebody who's you're messaging now on Facebook. I will send you my phone number, but I need you to text me your name so I can save it and I can be there for you. It's all about that person. But you still, they went over and over, you still need to do business the old-timers way, which is face-to-face, belly-to-belly marketing. And then if you're a male person and you're doing Facebook marketing and you're reaching out to a female person, always include your wife in maybe your picture or something, because there's the women on here know that you always get bombarded with all these men who want to be your friends, and they really don't want to be your friends. So listen to people, take action, be consistent. Remember, it's not face slam. And you want to learn how to recognize people, make people feel good. So just, again, they said make a goal of how many people you're going to reach. And then don't be afraid to be different. Step into your greatness, and don't compare yourself. And then the last person was Michael Hamburger. And they were one of the sponsors for the event. And so so here is in Michael worked with Garrett, and he took his whole Facebook to a whole new level. With the program he created 263 leads in 2 weeks, and he never spoken to a person. And so this guy does more of paid advertising on Facebook. In 1998 is when he started with MLM. He did it all through advertising on Facebook. So this part is really not for a lot of people. So I'm trying to read through. Advertising actually has changed through the years. Now they're taking, most of the advertising that people are doing is spent on ads on Facebook, and we all see them. We all are getting bombarded by them. And so this one is really not for the majority of people here. And the one thing I liked that he said is, if there's a person in your phone that you're not willing to call, delete them. And then he talked about, kids under 30 are all on Instagram, And he said, don't just show up and throw up. A lot of times we decide I'm going to do Facebook and I'm going to get up there and I'm going to throw up on everybody. We don't want to do that. Internet marketing is, I will give you something of value if you give me your contact information. Then keep on adding more and more value. And then the more familiar they become with you, they will trust you. He talked about putting a sales group, but that's what they do. And then he uses paid search to be open. And you could do all that through Facebook ads. And he's just saying leverage your tools out there. So that's really the social media part of the event. Does anybody have any questions? I'll leave it open for Q&A right now. I know I went through it really fast.
Lydia.
Yes.
Sue in St. Louis, what a good job you did.
Thank you.
I finally have some clarification about social media. I had so many questions, and you took care of just, I think, every one of them. Thank
Great.
You.
You're welcome. Any other questions?
Maybe it's Peggy from Porcupine. That was well done.
Thank
well
you.
Well done. What was that URL for MLife or whatever it's called?
Manalife.info.
Oh, it is the whole word mana. Okay, good. Because I looked up MLife and I didn't think that was what you were looking for. Maybe.
Yep, it's .info instead of a .com or .net.
Okay, well, thank you. But you did a good job. Thank you. I appreciate your training.
You're welcome. Any other questions? Well, if
just
not,
want to
I'm
say
gonna...
thank you, Lydia. You did great. Really helped me out a lot.
Thank you. I'm glad it was helpful.
Yeah. A lot of stuff still going to process.
Yeah. But don't process it too long, because you need to go out there and take action. I think a lot of times we say, well, I need to think about it and process it, and you'll be processing it a year from now. It's all taking action.
Hi, Lydia. I came in a little late on the call, about 9 minutes, and you was talking about a couple of platforms in the Manna Life. You said .info is one of the programs.
Yeah, ManaLife.info. Somebody asked me a question about talking about the ManaTech Plus, ManaMotion, and ManaLife. And so I kind of reviewed the three different platforms for them.
Okay. That's going to be on a recording?
Yes, it will be.
Okay. And is it for the ManaLife, is there a charge for that?
There is a charge. You get the first three days free. They have three different levels, a $19 level, a $29, and a $39 level. I kind of suggest a $29 or $39 level. The $19 is really just a full basic, but see what's working for you, because they're adding a lot of training done by James and all the whole group, so it's worth it.
Okay.
Well, I can't wait till you post this. Going to be good to re-listen to.
Good. Yeah, there was a lot of stuff. And read through the outline. I think it was a 15-page outline, so.
And you thought Mary Jo gave you lots of work. Sounds like you're giving yourself lots of work.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'd keep busy while she's gone, so. Great. Any other questions? Okay, you guys all have a great week. And Mary Jo, we'll be back on Monday. Thank you very much.
Thank you.